Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. You can race if you'd like to enter. All you need to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you for joining me once again today, and we're going to be chatting some cycling. We head back to Illinois to catch up with Sarah Fix, who's in Chicago, to chat a little bit about her bike and some of the things she's done over time to improve. And that's all coming up on the other side of your Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tri Marnie Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marnie and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri Marnie Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri Marnie believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marnie is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri Marnie offers a variety of services from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri Marnie Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. On to the bike now. As far as your triathlon career, can you pin it down to a couple of things that you've done over time that you think has really improved your performance on the bike?
I would tell anybody, so if you can get out of the water and feel good and say, okay, I feel good, whatever your time was, but it doesn't feel like you've been affected at all by the swim, that's where you want to be. You don't want the swim to affect the rest of your day. The bike ride, I think, is the pinnacle part of the sport. Because if you're bike trained and strong on the bike and can get off and run, okay, so you're setting yourself up for the run because you're strong on the bike and it's not wearing you down. But this is a big gap of time that you can put time on everybody. And my cycling changed with CompuTrainer. So if anybody has a CompuTrainer program or one in their can get one in their basement, or there's lots of CompuTrainer little gyms and stuff now, you want to make sure that you're following a really good progression program, which now you can get those online and tap into other people that have published those. But a really good CompuTrainer program and continually testing yourself, so getting a result, taking a power test, training, taking a power test, training, and trying to build your power through an indoor season, I think is the key. Because outdoor, I don't know if you use power when you ride. I know you ride outside all the time. But, it being able to focus on power and use different workouts to strengthen that, I think was key for me. I know that I don't know what that was it. That really focusing 3 days a week on CompuTrainer, that was when my cycling changed.
And, I mean, you mentioned outdoor versus indoor. I mean, even if you are training with power outdoor, there's so many variables, whereas indoors you can really control that and really dial that in big time, can't you?
Right. And then you can take that outside and then change it and modify it based on whatever it is, whether it's a weather condition, traffic, or whatnot. But because it is important to ride elements, and it is important to ride hills and learn how to ride hills and descend hills, all that's so important. But building this system, the muscles, the heart, building that system on the bike, you can do on CompuTrainer. So the big body systems, that's what you're addressing with CompuTrainer. And then going outside is like it's the icing on the cake. Now you're learning how to ride in elements, what it feels like to ride in wind, what it feels like to ride different wheel sets, what it feels like to hills and traffic and bike handling. All of that is super important too. Turning, I mean, obviously all of that is super, super important. But as far as building your cycling system, I think CompuTrainer is the way to go. And I don't have, I mean, our elite athletes, I know they would tell you the same thing. And I coach like 13 CompuTrainer classes a week in the winter. And we work, it's a complete step program where, you know, it's a acclimation phase to heart rate phase to strength phase to integrating both. And working a lot on the body position on the bike and being super aware of your body position, how to ride an arrow, you know, where your knees are, where lots of work on the pedal stroke. All that stuff is so important. And I think people don't even realize it. Like Madison Camp, I'll bring it up again. There was lots of clubs out there training, and we would ride by other clubs. And I thought, I don't think they have anybody coaching them on cycling, because their form was horrible. Their bike fits were horrible. So we do pro bike fits also at Endurit. So our athletes are fit perfectly on their bikes. We make sure they're powerful, they're comfortable. You know, they're all within range of where they're supposed to be. And then we work a ton on their body position on the bike, so that when they're riding, they know what they look like they know what they're doing, and they ride efficiently and their pedal strokes are efficient. And I don't know, I think it's a really important part of cycling.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you so much for listening to the Kona Edge, and that's it for myself and my guest Sarah Fix today. Thanks for taking the time to download and listen to the podcast. As always, don't forget we are giving away an entry into a half Ironman event every single month here on the Kona Edge. It's worth $350, and all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win to find out more and how you can get into the draw simply by becoming a patron and helping us keep things going here at the podcast. That's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media simply search for the Kona Edge.